You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's time for Property Tuesdays. This week we're taking a look at data from Lightstone that suggests that the average pricing of houses has gone up in the last 30 years by almost 900%. I'm joined on the line by Hayley Ivens-Downs, who's managing executive at managing executive for the real estate cluster at Lightstone, to take a look at this. Good evening, Hayley. Thanks so much for taking the time. 833% is not a small number. How did we get to that figure?
Hi, Jimmy. Yes, and thank you. So yes, it is a big number. It is 30 years, though. So I think if you break it down, it kind of gets down to about 2.3% a month. And even looking at our numbers these days, we're looking at a national average of 0.4%. But we did have quite a big buoyant years, 2000 to 2007, just before the crash, where property really increased in terms of value and the inflation of that. And that obviously just adds to the 30-year story, which is quite phenomenal.
Hayley, in this 30-year story, how much of it is down to just the fact that prices are just not the same as what they were in 1994?
Absolutely. I think we can see prices across the board. They're all different. If we look at inflation, for instance, inflation, very different price. You know, you're looking at 451% over 30 years over the same period compared to the property inflation. So, you know, in looking at salaries as well, it's definitely an increase in terms of value, and it's just accumulated. It's exponential.
Hayley, when we look at these properties, you said there was a property boom in the early 2000s, before 2010. One would think that the contributing factors towards these higher prices are obviously higher-end properties. We've certainly seen that high-end properties, I mean, I had a look at Property 24, when was it, a couple of days ago, and there was a property listed in Clifton in Cape Town. It was just a piece of land. It was listed for about 175 million rand. You'd ordinarily think that it's the high-valued properties that are driving these increases, but it's not, actually.
No, it's not. We're seeing the biggest value of transactions happening at your mid-value, which is kind of your 700 to 1.5 million property. So definitely within that band, the majority of transactions are happening. So it's really the volume within that space. The super luxury and the luxury, to your point, take a while to actually transact. And those numbers are also quite big.
So when we look at the mid-range, that suggests that a lot of the driving force behind it is the South African middle class. It's not the high end. It's not on the lower end of the spectrum. It's the middle class, the everyday working South African that has to buy a property or buy a home that's actually fueled this increase. But regardless of this, does that still justify the fact that the increase has outpaced inflation?
So I think there's many factors in that. And I think if we start looking at different locations within the country, you'll start seeing that certain areas have really pushed that inflation, that number, that 833%, definitely coming through much stronger in your Western Cape. We've seen for many years the increase of value of properties in that province. And when you're sitting at those high inflation numbers continually, those just obviously stream it through and help get to that number.
I was actually going to come to that to say, where are we seeing a lot of the demand in terms of location, if we can break it down by province? But I suppose then from a demand perspective, does that have anything to do with international demand? Is it mostly looking at local demand over the last 30 years, or has the international component for South African property created somewhat of a increased price level scenario?
So we see kind of foreign purchasing is happening, but it's really small. So when we consider the number of transactions actually occurring, about 7% are foreign transactions, which gives an indication of the smallness of foreign buying. So it's really kind of your markets that's kind of buoyed into that area that's purchasing the property. And I think the big element that we've seen over the last couple of years is semigration. So semigration is something that's been happening for years, where essentially people move from one province to the other. Over the last couple of years, we've seen a big increase to Western Cape through the last 2 or 3 years. And that percentage of semigration has actually doubled going to the Western Cape. And that'll obviously buoy some of this increase in inflation.
Hayley, when we look at these trends, I mean, obviously the last 30 years, the pictures looked very, very different. And can we look forward to the next 30 years? Do we think that this is likely to make properties even more unaffordable going forward? I mean, there's data that suggests that buying a home is becoming increasingly more difficult, and people are opting for things like rentals, or people are just opting to not even think about the purchasing and staying at home. Does this suggest that we're going to be in for even more expensive times?
What we're seeing is it is leaning towards that. We are seeing that people are generally only buying their first property after the age of 36, which is definitely talking to your kind of older age group buying for the first time, which speaks to the affordability and also speaks to lifestyle. So I think there's also kind of a need to settle down much later, and costs obviously need to be taken into. When you're buying a property, generally your transfer costs are in there and your tax. Not only that, also your maintenance. So when people opt for rental, they're obviously able to save a lot more in terms of a rental property versus paying for a bond, paying for the maintenance and all of it that goes with owning a property.
You mentioned the costs, and obviously that is a huge component of what is paid for upfront. The transactions don't really go through without those costs being accounted for. Is there a way for those costs to come down? Are those costs even contributing towards the overall scenario that we're dealing with here? Or is it just that the costs are based on the values of the property and it's the values that are increasing?
So it's definitely, so we see every year that the government, in terms of the transfer fee, they kind of, there's an allowance up to a certain value of property. It's sitting at 1.2 million currently. So anything under 1.2 million does not get a transfer fee attached to it. So there's no tax in terms of purchasing at that value. But anything over that then exponentially kind of grows on a tax percentage. So the more valuable the property, the higher your tax that you're actually paying, which obviously then just contributes to the cost. And those upfront pieces are costs that need to be built into the value of the property ultimately over a long term. So we are seeing that kind of, we haven't seen it decrease to the level that we would like, and I'm not sure that it will going forward.
Hayley, let's find a silver lining. We need to find some sort of positivity around this. I mean, South Africans obviously do want to own homes. They do want to set up homes for families and all of that. And I remember having a conversation a couple of months ago, perhaps, around the fact that we're seeing homeowners increasingly adopting the position of saying, we'll have more than one person or more than one family in one home. We'll take care of more than one generation under one roof. Is that something that is being driven by these elevated prices, and what does that mean for the property market? Does that mean we're going to have less interest in the market?
So I think there's always going to be interest in the market. I think it always depends on location, and I think that the transactional level of churn, the properties being bought, the only time that we've seen it literally drop to zero through the COVID period, when there were a couple of weeks where there was no transactions. But other than that, it's been pretty consistent. A few fluctuations when market is really good. So I don't see that being a big difference. I see it continuing. People need to buy a property. People want to live somewhere. If they need to be living within families to save money, then that's absolutely their affordability and choice. So I do think that the transaction level will continue. And I think there is, at the moment, it's a complete buyer's market. So, you know, if you find a property that you really like, you have an opportunity to get it at a really good value.
Certainly interesting statistics about the property prices or the value of houses over the last 30 years. I think we'll leave it at that. Hayley, thanks so much for those insights. That's Hayley Ivens-Downs, who is the Managing Director for Real Estate at Lightstone, joining me to reflect on the latest report that they've put together that suggests that property's gotten a lot more expensive over the last 30 years. It's going to continue to get more expensive in all likelihood, but we're still going to continue to buy it.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.